Welcome to the Portage County Safety Council podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's safety chat.
Hi, this is Nick Coya with the Portage County Safety Council, and I'm joined today by Mary Ann from the Portage County Health District. Thank you for coming today.
Thank you for having me.
You just recently finished up a presentation at our Safety and Health Expo talking about the field of response to emergencies within a corporation. Can you break the process down into four simple steps for a business to respond to an emergency?
Sure. It's part of a planning process called the Continuity of Operations Plan. So you're going to want to identify your essential functions, make sure that you're able to continue those during an emergency, make a plan, test that plan through either real life events or just a tabletop exercise, and evaluate the methods that you use to see how they worked.
So if I want to start developing a plan like this, you say to identify the functions, the essential functions. What are some examples of some essential functions that a company may want to look towards and find within their company?
Well, what is it that you do? You want to keep your business operating during an emergency to provide those essential functions for the community.
Okay, so we'll look around and maybe I produce widgets, or maybe it's a bigger thing and maybe I provide a community outreach support program and I want to continue that going. So that's my essential function.
That's correct. And if you say you're an oxygen provider, you provide oxygen to people in the community during an emergency, they're still going to need that oxygen.
So we may not be so worried about sales at that point, but we want just the essential functions to keep us operational at that time.
Correct.
So the second step of this is to make a plan. And this is obviously the biggest piece of a response to an emergency plan of action. What do we mean by make a plan, though? What should we be adding into this plan? Just an overview of it.
Well, you want to determine the orders of succession of your business. So if your director cannot attend or cannot be there during an emergency, maybe they're in the area that was affected by the flooding or something, you want to establish who is able to make decisions and take over for that individual.
And should we be thinking about how each department will function during that time also?
That's correct. How you're going to get your essential services done. Is your staff able to show up? Are you going to have the computers and all the equipment that you need? Are you going to have supplies? Is your facility even operational? You know, it's all those kind of things that you have to look at to try to keep your business going.
So when I'm thinking about making this plan, am I looking at just 24 hours of operation? Should I be thinking 72 hours out, 30 days? What does a typical response plan look like?
Well, the best would be for a 30-day plan. First, you start with the 12-hour plan. That's just who's going to make decisions, who's going to keep things operating during that time, who's going to notify all the employees and the public, perhaps getting additional facilities that you could have an MOU with so that you could move your employees and keep things rolling.
So what you're saying is when we make this plan that we should have an initial 12-hour plan to keep our operations running, and then eventually a 30-day plan so that we can continue operations in the long term. Because when an emergency happens, it's not usually just a short-term thing. It could be a long-term effect.
You have no idea. Correct. It could be just for a few hours or it could be for a long time. And you want to always work to get back to your original operations.
So the next step of this process is to test the plan. So when we're testing a plan, do I just go out and flip a breaker one day and see how everybody responds? Or should this be more of a structured testing? And how do we go about that?
Hopefully, when you do flip the breaker, people are expecting that to come and would be able, you know, they understand that it is a drill and then they would try to work through the scenario. Or you could have a real life event. You know, you always are looking at what you did well and what you could improve upon in any situation so that you can improve your plans.
Do some companies utilize like a tabletop exercise just to see what the stress points are?
Correct. That's a good way to do it. You can do a tabletop. You can include partnerships in the community because those are important when you have an emergency that you're going to be needing those resources.
Okay. And then the last step of this is to evaluate the plan. And is this just basically learning lessons from each test that we do and making improvements to the plan?
That's correct. You see what went well, what you could improve upon. Maybe you decide, you needed to include something new. So you add that to your plan. And then, you know, the next time that you have a situation, you can evaluate it and see how it worked.
Well, thank you for this information. I think it's important for our members and the listeners to really have some type of emergency action plan in place to respond to some type of emergency within their business and to be able to continue providing services and employment to their employees during an emergency situation. If they want additional help, can they reach out to the Portage County Health District?
Absolutely. I'm Mary Ann Katakis. I'm the Preparedness Coordinator with the Portage County Health Department.
Is there any other resources online?
Absolutely. Ohio.gov, CDC.gov, FEMA.gov. They all have lots of plans and preparedness resources for you to use when you're making these plans for your business.
Well, thank you again for providing all this information for our listeners. Thank you for presenting today at the Portage County Safety and Health Expo. We look forward to hearing from you in the future. And to our members, be safe.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. To learn more about how your company can earn up to a 4% Ohio BWC premium rebate by becoming an active member of the Portage County Safety Council, please visit our website at www.portagecountysafetycouncil.wordpress.com. The preceding information is for entertainment purposes only. Views expressed may not reflect the views of any affiliated or sponsoring individuals or organizations. Listeners should carefully weigh information provided and seek advice from an appropriate professional before implementing. Listener discretion is advised.